All right, folks, welcome back to Strong Stats, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to kickstart your day like a champion. I am your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate the chaos of life with a little bit of ancient philosophy and a whole lot of real talk. Today we're diving into something super important: how to prioritize your well-being and make those healthy lifestyle choices that actually stick. Because let's be honest, in today's world it feels like there are distractions vying for our attention every second of the day. How do you even begin to carve out space for yourself? Well, grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and get ready to unlock some powerful strategies to prioritize your well-being. You'll walk away feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to take charge of your health. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and you're just running on fumes? Ever feel like you're constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own? We've all been there. But here's the truth: taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. It's like that old saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, let's talk about how to refill that cup and become the best version of ourselves. First things first, awareness is key. You gotta know what drains your energy, what stresses you out, and what truly nourishes your soul. Think about it like this. Your well-being is a garden. To grow beautiful flowers, you need to identify the weeds that are sucking up all the nutrients. Are there certain relationships, activities, or even thoughts that leave you feeling depleted? Once you've pinpointed those energy vampires, you can start to cultivate healthier habits and routines. Next up, schedule your self-care. Treat it like any other important appointment, non-negotiable. This could be anything from a brisk walk in nature, to an hour of reading that good book you've been meaning to finish, or even just taking a few minutes to meditate and breathe deeply. The key is to make it a regular part of your day, not something you squeeze in when you have time or haven't. Thirdly, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good. It's a powerful tool for boosting your mood, reducing stress, and improving your overall well-being. It doesn't have to be anything intense. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, swimming, hiking, or even just taking a quick walk around the block. Remember, every little bit counts. Now, let's talk about fueling your body right. Think of food as your fuel. You wouldn't put low-grade gas in a high-performance car, would you? Choose whole and processed foods that nourish your body and mind. Think fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. And don't forget to hydrate. Water is essential for everything from digestion to clear thinking. Finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. This helps shift your focus to the positive and cultivate a sense of contentment. Here's a real-world example. Picture this: you've had a long day at work, emails are piling up, deadlines are looming, and all you want to do is crash on the couch with some junk food and Netflix. But instead, you remember our conversation today. You decide to ditch the unhealthy snacks and put on your favorite workout playlist. You take a 30-minute walk outside, enjoying the fresh air and sunshine. And on your way home, you pick up some ingredients for a healthy, delicious dinner. You're feeling energized, motivated, and proud of yourself for prioritizing your well-being. See? It's all about making small but consistent choices that lead to big results. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to prioritize your well-being and make those healthy lifestyle choices that actually stick. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By incorporating these tips into your daily routine, you'll be well on your way to living a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some healthy habits that work for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It really helps others find this show and start their own Strong Starts journey. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.